ServiceNow is the intelligent platform that puts AI to work for people across every corner of your business, all in a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, February 14th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. It's Valentine's Day. The day to give that special someone a heartfelt gift. But for more and more people, that special someone is themselves. And it's not just single people.
I spoke to many women who were married who said they like to buy themselves gifts for a variety of reasons. Sometimes the husband doesn't quite know their taste, and there's nothing worse than getting that piece of jewelry or other type of gift that you don't really like, but you don't want to hurt their feelings, so it sits in a drawer forever.
Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner will join us to discuss why self-gifting is on the rise this Valentine's Day. That's after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Valentine's Day isn't just for those in love. A lot of people are spending on themselves, taking a page from Parks and Recreation's Donna and Tom.
Clothes.
Treat yourself.
Fragrances.
Treat yourself.
Massages.
Treat yourself.
Mimosas.
Treat yourself.
Fine leather goods.
Treat yourself.
Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner wrote about how Valentine's Day is getting a makeover, and she joins me now. Suzanne, what sparked this self-gifting trend? Is this something new?
Well, it's been building for a few years, mainly because there is a larger percentage of unmarried people in the U.S., according to the Census Bureau. Nearly half of U.S. adults were unmarried in 2023. And according to some other research from the Pew Research Center, a large majority of single people are not looking for a romantic relationship.
Is it just single people giving themselves Valentine's Day gifts?
No, and that's the interesting thing. I spoke to many women who were married who said they like to buy themselves gifts for a variety of reasons. Sometimes the husband doesn't quite know their taste, and there's nothing worse than getting that piece of jewelry or other type of gift that you don't really like, but you don't want to hurt their feelings, so it sits in a drawer forever. They say that, you know, it makes them feel empowered to be able to purchase for themselves. So you are seeing this big uptick in generally women, because on Valentine's Day, it tends to lean heavily towards women purchasing for themselves. But there are some companies pushing men to treat themselves on the day as well.
What does this mean for retailers?
Well, this could be a good thing for retailers because Valentine's Day sales kind of slumped last year. They were down about 4% or so. And similar to other kind of more minor holidays like Easter, Mother's Day, all of these sort of secondary holidays, sales did decline last year. And the thinking, according to Circana, the market research firm, is that consumers have been a little more cautious in their spending. They're pulling back on some non-essential spending.
Is there more you can tell me about why Valentine's Day sales have declined?
There are other reasons as well. You know, during COVID, people were giving more practical gifts. I spoke with Marshall Cohen, who's the chief industry advisor at Circana. He said vacuum cleaners suddenly became an acceptable gift during COVID. And so people, to treat themselves, they were buying the romantic gifts for themselves. And this has kind of continued in the post-COVID world.
A vacuum cleaner as a gift sounds like it might not work in any other scenario other than during the pandemic.
Some of the people I've talked to, women said their husbands gave them dish towels as a gift and socks. You know, the gift giving had become maybe a little more practical, a little less romantic.
I guess love comes in all different forms, doesn't it? Now, you did some research on Target and Etsy among retailers that are responding to this. What are they doing?
Well, you've got companies like Target, which is promoting in its circulars T-shirts and sweatshirts with giant hearts on them. And the language it's using to promote these items is fit for the whole fam or just you, meaning you don't have to buy this for a loved one. You can treat yourself. And Etsy has this, you can search in their what they call gift mode, and you can select yourself as the recipient and Valentine's Day as the occasion. And they said a lot of people are choosing to do that, that, you know, that combination is right up there with searching for a gift for your husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, so on and so forth.
How about restaurants? What does this take on Valentine's Day meant for them?
Well, according to OpenTable, nearly a third of Valentine's Day diners last year were either solo or in groups of three or more. And so that would suggest, you know, there's a good number of people going out on February 14th who are not part of a couple.
Did the people you spoke with say they're on the search for love and love may enter their lives, but right now they're just happy enough buying themselves gifts?
Well, some people, yes. There was a woman in Copenhagen, a 19-year-old student, who said, she said, I'm single on Valentine's Day and I tend to feel really left out because all my friends have boyfriends. But she said, you know, I know I'm going to find love someday, but for right now, what makes me feel better is buying something for myself. So she's treating herself to a vintage Louis Vuitton handbag.
That's WSJ reporter Suzanne Kapner. And that's it for your Money Briefing. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.